260 Dugout Podcast is sponsored by McMahon's Best One Auto, GSP Hitting, and Old Fort Baseball Company.
Yeah. DC. Turn the lights on the diamond. Man. This that 260 Dugout. Mic up, DC in the chair, talking for Wayne Dirt. Red clay in the air, from the sandlot days. Scrape knees, hand-me-down gloves to park few nights. Packed seats, hometown love, Summer City Sluggers. Little homies with a dream. Right. Little league lines, chalk bright, fresh seams. Ask the guests how it started, how they carried the doubt. Now they legends in the making on the 260 Dugout. Yeah, it's that 260 Dugout. Pull up, let the stories come out. From the cages to the lights, that's what we about. Four ain't on the cow, we ain't never gonna bow out. 260 Dugout,
say it.
260 Dugout,
louder.
From the kids to the pros, that's the route. Every dream gets a swing in the 260 Dugout.
All right, we're here at the Northeast Indiana High School Baseball Media Day. DC Hendricks here with the 260 Dugout Podcast. And, of course, we're starting off. I'm going to start in the SAC, and I wanted to catch up with the Northside Legends. They came in with the swag, ready to go. They had the most swagger, so I felt like I wanted to start with the team with the most swag. Who am I joined with today from Northside?
I'm Jylen, middle infield.
What's your last name?
Bunkett.
Colton Huddleston, catcher.
See that? See how you said his first name, last name? See? You gotta learn from him. No, all seriousness, though. So what are you guys excited for this season? I know you guys have been grinding. What are some things you're excited for?
Honestly, I'm just looking for a better season than last year. Last year was not the best. We all know individually we got a lot to improve. So honestly, I'm just looking for a little bit more wins and a little bit more effort from the boys.
I mean, yeah, just about the same, winning some games. I feel like we got a better chemistry this year as a team. Last year, so hopefully it'll take us a long way.
I like that. So what are some things you guys have been working on to take that next step? I mean, it don't just happen on its own. So what are you guys been working on?
I want to say a little bit more of the infield. I want to say like double plays, switching, maybe a little bit more. I say like batting, but we still need to progress on that. I feel that was our main target from last year that we didn't do good at. So I definitely feel that we need to progress there in batting.
Yeah, just hard work, dedication, everyone coming to practice, working hard, just putting in the work.
So describe your guys' game. I want to know, because I haven't got to see you guys play yet, and maybe some of the audience hasn't yet. So personally, describe what you bring to the baseball field, what you bring to Legends Baseball.
A little bit different. Even though we get, sometimes it's not the best score, we never give up. I feel we got a little bit more effort than usual. We're not, we don't really look at the score. I just feel that needs to be more fuel to the fire to get more points, get the bat cracking, get the outs more, stay on topic of things. And I just feel with that, that'll actually help us. And this year it looks a lot better.
Yeah, when I go into games, I like to try to keep the team up, try to keep their spirits up, even if we're down a lot. Just make sure everyone's on the same page, high spirit.
I love it, boys. I'm excited for y'all this season. I'm expecting some good output. All right, you guys sound like you're ready to go, so I'm very proud of you guys. Let's put in the work. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you.
Here continuing Northeast Indiana High School Baseball Media Day, still here with the Northside Legends. I got a couple more players here with me. Who am I joined by now?
Wilson Dillon, utility.
Kamari's here, center fielder.
So, utility, what, you play everything or just certain?
Pretty much. My primary position is catcher, but I fill in anywhere on the field. When I'm not catching, I prefer to be on the mound or at first, but it's wherever the coach needs me.
I love it. That's a good answer. You might need to learn a little something. That's a good answer. Wherever coach needs me. All seriousness, though, boys, I know you guys are excited for this upcoming season. It's always hard, coming off a season like last, but you guys sound really level-headed and excited for this season. So what are some things you guys are excited for this season?
I'm definitely excited to see how this team handles. Coming out of last season, we had a bad season last year, but throughout the whole season, we kept our heads up. Had real good energy, real good chemistry throughout the team, so I'm real excited to see how the team fares this season. Overall, it's definitely going to be interesting.
I'm excited to see how much we've grown from last season. We had a pretty good offseason, pretty good practice, so I've seen some growth in the group, and I look at last season as like a learning experience, so I'm excited to see how we handle next season.
I love it. So this past offseason, you guys talked about the struggle from last season. What are some things you guys been working on to enhance your personal game?
Me personally, I've been working on a lot of my hitting because that is one of the main things that I've struggled with the past few years. So I've been working on that as well as some of my pitching because that was one of the main things that we struggled with last year was our pitching. And so I wanted to work on some of that so that way when we are down, if we need a pitcher, I could go fill in.
I've been working on a lot of my offensive game, mostly my hitting and bunting. I'm a pretty good defensive player, but we can always get better at defense. I think what sets you apart is like playing defense, offense, being good at pretty much everything you can do.
All right, so last week, goals. What are some good personal goals you got for this season that you want to set?
One of my personal goals that I have for this season is to be a more level-headed person for the team. Last year, it was kind of a bit of a ride. I was facing a lot of mental health issues last year, so I want this season to be more level-headed for the team, for my brothers.
What was the question?
Personal goals for the season.
I want to personally, I want to really improve my offensive game because we had a pretty good defense. I want to like see us like move the bats more and hit more balls.
I love it. You guys sound like you're ready too. Thanks for coming on, boys.
Thank you for having us.
Good luck.
Thank you.
All right, and then finally with the Northside Legends here at Northeast Indiana High School Baseball Media Day, I have the head coach of the Northside Legends. We got Coach Joel Bechtel joining us. Coach, what's going on?
How's it going, brother?
I'm doing good. Thanks for coming.
Hey, no problem. Thanks for the invite. This is great. Great turnout, man.
I know. I was a little nervous, you know, starting this event. I was a little nervous. I'm not going to lie. But it turned out now that it's happening, I feel a lot better the way it's turned out as we have Southside Coach crashing the interview. I don't know. We've already talked to you. So you can just go over there, Coach.
It's always got to be about him.
It's always you know, him. Just stealing the thunder. All right. Focusing on your team, you know, what are some things that you've been trying to get your group ready for this season? I know the guys, they're excited. You know, it's, you know, after a season like last, I know it's, you know, some players might be checking out, but they sound like they're really ready for the season. So what have you been, something's been working.
Yeah. So we kind of looked at how we went last year with everything that we had going on. You know, not winning a game was pretty tough, but we also went through a whole season with no seniors. And this year we finally have, we have four seniors and they happen to be the four leaders of this program. And so being able to have them, we can focus on them, and we have guys that respect them as leaders and as seniors. We think that the rest of the team is going to kind of fall in line as far as that goes, and we are going to be better at some point. We've been working our tail off this fall over the winter, and even today we got guys practicing right now while we're here. So the turnaround's on. We just got to stay the course of what we're doing. We got everybody that believes in it, and that's the big thing. That's always the biggest hurdle is getting everybody to believe in what we're trying to do.
Yeah, I love it, Coach. And I know, so talk a little bit about, you know, the way you run your program, because I know it's not, I mean, it's not going to happen overnight. So how are you approaching this?
We start with the little things. Kids graduating on time, the grades.
Yeah.
We focus on that stuff. We focus on guys being on time, making it to class. Those are the little wins that we focus on first, because we take almost everybody that comes to tryouts. When you're a program like ours that's struggled for many, many years, it's really the only option that you have. And so we take everybody that wants to be coachable, and we focus on what they know already, and we grow from there and just add stuff day in and day out for them.
So tell us about some of the kids that we can look forward to. You mentioned last year didn't have a lot of seniors, so who do we got on the team this year to look forward to?
Jalen, senior this year.
He was a good interview. I'll say that. He was a good interview.
He's a good kid, and to be honest, he has been a kid that has kind of struggled grades, struggled in the classroom, and this was the first time that we never had any issues with the grades. He's completely changed around. His focus is on this team. He understands that it's a senior year. This is extremely important, and it's shown in his work ethic during practices, during the off season. All that has shown that he is a man that is determined 100%. He's probably one of our top guys outside of the other three seniors. Kamarius is another one that's always been a quiet leader.
Yeah.
He's the guy that kind of works behind the scenes, but he's a dog in the outfield. field. And then you have Dylan and Colton that, that voice their opinions, sometimes a little bit too much of a voice, but all four of them are leaders, and I think I'm really excited for those guys, 100%.
As you should be, Coach. So describe the personality of your team. What do you think they're going to do well in terms of, you know, are they going to be fast? Are they going to be, you know, stealing bases, good defensively, good at the plate? What do you think are going to be some strengths?
We're going to be dogs that aren't going to quit no matter what. We understand that we're still working in their process. We're going to have some ups and downs. And the one thing that I will tell you is it's the north side being north side. We're dogs. I mean, just absolute dogs. We're not going to quit. You might kick our butt for an inning, for a game, but we're going to come right back the next day, figure out what went wrong, and we're going to improve on it. And one of the biggest things is our fielding has gotten a lot better. Pitching's coming around. We still got some work, but it's nice to have the work that needs to be done when you have a bunch of dogs that are hungry, because a hungry dog's one that works its tail off for food, you know what I mean?
That's right. Absolutely. It sounds good, Coach. Any last words as Southside Coach Hilly finally decided to let you do your own interview? Any last words for the coach of Southside?
I'm coming for you, buddy. We are coming for you, buddy.
As a Southside alum, that hurts, but I admit I love the friendly competition. Thanks for coming on, Coach.
Thank you. Appreciate you, buddy.
If you're listening right now, I want you to picture this scenario. You're on your way to practice or running late for a game. We all do it. You hop in the car, you get it started. Just like that, boom, tire pressure light comes on. Brakes start squeaking, dashboard lights up like the stadium lights on a Friday night. But don't stress, relax. Take it to McMahon's Best One Auto. They got you from quick oil changes and flat tire repairs to brakes, alignments, and engine diagnostics. And just like that, they'll get you back on the road fast. That way you don't miss practice, the game, or hanging out with your friends. With 8 locations in Fort Wayne, New Haven, Lima, Ohio, and Bryan, Ohio, McMahon's Best One's got your back. So why wait? Schedule your appointment today at McMahon'sBestOneTire.com. McMahon's Best One, keeping you ready for game day.